I want to share some. There was a word said during Musar the other day. There was a word said by one of the guys that I misunderstood what he was saying. My son, Menachem, afterwards explained to me what the guy was saying. I thought about what the guy was saying, and I actually found in the Medrash one of the Mefarshim say like this guy. It's interesting that sometimes, Avi, I wonder, when we find the support for it, then we're like, okay, now I'm willing to say it. He said it also. I should have been Mekabel the Emes. And the truth is, this Bacher saying it already is a lot for me. I want to also be Maisiv. It's always Gishmak when you find it in Kadmainim, in earlier Svarim, that's a lot to be a Chizuk, and that's for sure a tremendous Chizuk. But a guy said a pshat that I need to share with you, Avi. I think it's an incredible pshat. A guy said a pshat in the Torah. I didn't understand, Yosef, what he was saying when he said it. Menachem explained it to me. I want to share. It was actually very, very moving to me, and I want to share this pshat in Parshas Lech Lecha with the Chevra. So let's learn. There's a parsha we learned fast. I want to learn it a little bit slower with the guys. It could be, you know what the best bet? Let's give out Chumash and let's see the Pesukim inside. Okay. I want to show you the chat this guy said. Okay. This box. Okay. Thank you, Yankif. Right. Page 37. It's better if everybody puts their holy eyes on the holy words. It happens. Okay, if everybody puts your high, if we put our eyes on these words, it's much, much better. Impossible Dalit. In Pasuk Yedalit, it says, Vayishma Avram, ki nishba achiv. Avram Avinu hears that his brother was captured. Avram Avinu hears that Lot was captured. Vayarek eschanich of Yelidei Beisa, he arms. Vayarek eschanich of Gemara Daflamid Beis in Adarim, he arms his Talmidim. Yelidei Beisa, those that were born in his home. Were they really born in his home? If you teach somebody Tyrus Kili Yolada, you gave birth to them. They were born there. They were born there. Famously, Rav Volba would say in age how old he was, and his Talmudim computed it. It wasn't his age. They figured out it was the day he met his Rebbe. He considered he was born. So calls them the Talmudim of Avram Yelidei Beisai. They were born in his house. Were they born there? Were they born there? I'm 27. Were they born there? Were they born there? But he calls them Yelidei Beisai. So Avram Avinu hears that Lot was captured. He arms. It's the craziest shiur he ever gave. He comes into Yeshiva Avi and he throws the Talmidim pistols. In the sugar today, Talmidim are looking. Avram Avinu. The Avram Avinu who was spoke to Kol Echad Ve'Echad Kefi Daitai. And that day he's handing out pistols. He arms his Talmidim. Shmaina Asar Shleish Meyash, 318 Talmidim. Of course, Eliezer's Gematria, 318. Of course, in Pshat, there were 318 soldiers, the Pshutai. It's saying something that Eliezer's Kineged all of them. Some Mefarshim say that in war they all ran away. If they're sins, you leave the battlefield, Eliezer, in one way or another. Was the last one standing by Yerdoif Adon, and they ran after the enemy.
Yud Dalit, Yad Yad.
So they run after the enemy. Avram Avinu takes his Talmidim and they fight the enemy to capture back Lot. Lot's been captured. And the next pasuk describes they win the war. What night was this that Avraham Avinu ran with his Talmidim? Not just any night. Chevra, what night was this? Leil HaSeder. It was the Seder night. He missed the Pesach Seder. That year, instead of the Pesach Seder, Avraham Avinu, instead of the Pesach Seder, was Pesach by night. And Avraham Avinu said, we're fighting a war, Talmidim. And instead of having a beautiful Seder with Avraham Avinu, with the Arba Kashyos, with the Manishtana, that year they were in a war instead of the Pesach Seder. It was a deep Pesach Seder, a lesson of the love of every person. And he was saved. Avraham Kinish Bachiv. He went to fight for light. And Avraham Avinu went to fight for light. I like learning this sugya. We're about to learn. Put your holy eyes. Don't stop looking at the words when we get back to it. I like learning this sugya. Reb Nachman speaks about turning your Torah into tefillah. And I want to say that we're, Klal Yisrael's talking about, we have Yidden that are captured right now. And we're thinking a lot about Yachid v'Yachid, each person, to fight a war for one. So I like learning this sugya of the Torah. And my tefillah is twofold. My tefillah is we should be machshev every single yid. And we're learning the sugya of Avraham Avinu closing his yeshiva and Leil HaSeder saying, we're not doing the Seder tonight. We're fighting a war, one of ours, a rejected one of ours, a shvacha. Leida was thrown out of the yeshiva. Leida was separated. A weak one was chucked and the whole yeshiva shut down because we're going to fight to save light. I want to learn that sugya, the sugya of pulling in, not rejecting. And I wanted a tefillah that you and I should be zeicha to be machshev every single yid, and we should unleash that Hashem protects kol yachid v'yachid. When we unleash such a ruach in the world of the importance of kol yachid v'yachid, Avraham Avinu had nisim and light was saved. Oh, you care about one. Nisim and Hashemayim, a whole war, Yisrael is one. So that's our, we're learning a sugya and praying at the same time. But now listen to the next pasuk, is where the Bachar said the vart. The next pasuk. So Avraham Avinu battles these four powerful kings, and Avraham wins the war, and then pasuk tazayin. Vayashav es kol ha-rechush. Avraham Avinu returns all the rechush, is the wealth. The gamas light achiv, and light his brother as well. He returns urechush hayeshiv, and his rechush he returns. The gamas anashim es ha'am, the woman and the nation, he returns as well. Now the Bachar had a bomb kasha. At this point, what happened to light? What happened to the money? It all belonged to Avram. So why does it say vayashiv? He returned it. The word vayashiv is a pella. He returned it. He didn't return it to anybody. It was his. In a few psukim, keep going. In a few psukim, pasuk chaf aleph. Look, put your holy eyes on these holy words. Vayoyim el Avram. Melech Sidoim says to Avram, "Tain li anefesh, give me my people back. Varechush kach lach. You can keep the wealth." So right now, Avram Avinu had everything. Melech Sidoim says, can I have my people back? Melech Sidoim had been in a pit, was dying, a slow death in a pit. The four kings chucked him in a pit, and he was dying. Avraham Avinu rescued him from the pit. It's a shayla, Avraham pulled him out. Or b'schus Avraham Avinu, he popped out, but he gets out of the pit. And now he sees Avraham Avinu owns his country and all the wealth. And Melech Sadaim says, Avram, can I have my people back? Do you mind? I'd love to be king again. Tein li anefesh. Can I have my people back? Harichush kachlach. You keep the wealth. So frek this bacher. What do you do with pasuk tezayin, Yosef? It says, vayashmes kol harichush. Avram Avinu returned all the wealth. He didn't do it. It was his till now. Melech Sadaim said, can I have it back? Then Avram Avinu swears, I won't touch anything. You all get it back. It's all yours. He swears Avi to give it back. So what's Pasuk Tezayin that it says Avram returned everything? Vayashav. It should say Vayikach is kol rechush. He took it. He didn't return it to anybody. What's Pasuk Tezayin? The word Vayashav is kol rechush. V'gamis ledach rechushay heishiv. Who did he return it to? If he already gave it to Melech Sodom, so why does Melech Sodom say ten li anefesh? He gave it back already. Who did he give it to? Vayashvas kol rechush to whom? That's not called returning. That's called taking. Say vayikach is kol rechush. No, loydach rechush heishiv. Loyd his brother and his rechush he returned. Returned to whom? He got it. He didn't return it to anybody yet. He got it. He took it. He didn't. There was no returning. What's vayashav in pasuk tezai? So I saw one of the mefarshim says that the Torah is out of order. It's not in order. When it says he returned it, it means after. But that's very hard to believe. Shvach pshat. Now, by the way, there is a principle: ein muktam u'me'ocher b'Torah. The Torah go out of order, but not within one parasha. That's in two different parashas many times. There are reasons the Torah goes out of order. Within one parasha, it's very bizarre. It says he returned it all. Oh, did I mention Mel Sodom? I forgot. What's happening here? Pasuk Tezayin, there are times there's a reason to go out of order. Here is a Pella, why it says he returned it. A good kasha. So Yehuda Merwis, the chasn in this shir, said a pshat. Listen what Yehuda Merwis said. I appreciate it a lot. And I found one of the Mefarshim says like Yehuda Merwis. The Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that one of the reasons that we went, Neiman Nenash Avram Avinu. Why was Avram Avinu punished that his children went to Mitzrayim for 210 years? Why was Avram Avinu punished, Svi? That Tzviki, that his children went to Mitzrayim 210 years. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lamed Beis Amar Aleph in Adarim. You know why he was punished? Because he never should have given back the souls to Melech Sodom. Shimler, could you check if there's an Adarim? I want to read it inside the words. An Adarim, a Mesechtes Adarim. Tractate of Vows.
Boom.
Wunderbar. Thank you so much, Shims. I'd like to read this grand to the Chevron. Thank you, Shims. The Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason we went to Mitzrayim Eli, we were punished 210 years in Mitzrayim. Shehifrish b'nei Adam alichanes tachas kanfei Hashchina. Avram Avinu Eli, who always gathered people to Hashem, who always brought people close to Hashem. Here, he separated people from entering tachas kanfei Hashchina. Shenemar tein li anepesh v'chush kachloch. Melech Sodom said, give me my people back. Says the Ran in the Durim. V'avram Avinu nasnam loy. He gave back to Melech Sodom the people. Vilu ikvam la'atzmai. If he would have maintained, if he would have held on to the people, hayamachnis and tachas kanfei Hashchina, they would have become God-fearing people. And one of the reasons he went to Mitzrayim is because Avram Avinu gave up on the people of Sodom. Wow. He gave them back. So we ask, what was Avram Avinu's cheshbon? Avram brought everybody close and he was punished for what was his cheshbon. Said Yehuda Merwis Avi brilliantly that in Pasuk Tezayin it says Avram returned, it means he was chayzer than b'tshuva. And one of the Mefarshim says it's true. That when he took them out, they were all chayzer b'tshuva. Now you could ask, and I asked on Yehuda this kasha, I asked Manny this kasha, that it says, Vayas kol rechush. Now how could you do tshuva? How can rechush means the wealth? How could wealth do tshuva? What? So yeah, it could be. So Manny said when it says he did tshuva, he means it returned everything to what they were designed to be. On Rechush, Sodom captured the wealth to use it for bad zachen. He returned everything to its proper place. On Rechush meant it was meant to serve Hashem. He returned it, and on people it means they were serving Hashem. He brought everything back to their tikkun. One of the Mefarshim in the Medrash Yisrael says his pshat, Yehuda Morris's pshat. Bemisapela, Avraham Avinu was Makar of everybody. He has a whole nation he's the king of. Sadaim says, give them back. He gives them back. The Gemara Nedarim says he was punished. They give back the people, bring them to Hashem. Says Yehuda Morris, he was Makar of them. By Yashiv and Pasuk Tazayin says they were Chayzim B'tshuva. So what was the sin? What's pshat in Gemara Nedarim? He should have kept them by him. They were Chayzim B'tshuva. They were serving Hashem. Avraham Avinu was Makar of them all. Then Melech Sadaim said, I want back my people. Avraham Avinu, they're all God fearing, send them back. He should have kept them by Avraham Avinu. He shouldn't have returned them. Once they went back, they were influenced. Lera, he should have kept them by him. But Yehuda Morris said it brilliantly that Avram was Makar of them. Of course he was Makar of them. Nachi was Makar of them. El Sadaim said, could I have them back? He's like Evaldig, a God-fearing nation. Says the Gemara, he should have been Ikvan. He should have kept them by him. But Avadi was Makar of them. He returned them all and he was Makar of them. I saw one of the Mefarshim say in the Medrash that when it says he returned them, it doesn't say the children. It says, the Nashim and Am, not the Taf, that he held the children, he was Mekariv, the older people he gave up on. In some Bechin, Anshei Stoim, Roim Chataim Oid, and he felt some sort of Yish on them. And the kids he kept, the Medrash says that he kept the kids. They stayed God-fearing, the kids of Sadaim.
Didn't give them back to Stoim?
He didn't give them back to Stoim. That's on the Rechush. Chutz Rechnal is the Rechush. The Nefasha is the Taf. That's the Medrash speaks out that the Taf didn't go back. The Taf kept from. If that's the Pshat, you see, Meiridik, Avraham Avinu gave up on the elders and he was punished. He should have been Machnes Dem Tachas Kanfe Ashchina, not to give up on one. Even people to Avram who believed in everybody, but Avraham Avinu, that the Gemara in Adarim says, we were punished in Mitzrayim. In Galus Mitzrayim, one of the reasons we went is because there was a certain giving up. There was a certain giving up on the people, and Banav were punished to go to Mitzrayim. We went down to Mitzrayim, was an Einesh, because Avraham Avinu gave back the Nefashos. He gave back the Nefashos to Melech Sadaim. So I wanted to share, Yehuda Merwitz said this pshat during the Seder. I love the pshat that he was Makar of them. I love the pshat. I wanted to share it. One of the Mefarshim on the Medrash says, I didn't understand when he said it, so I wanted to share the Vayashav, his Vayashav Diyuk. It's still, the Gemara says, even after Nachi was Makar of them, he should have kept them by him. He shouldn't have sent them back and allowed them to go back. But nonetheless, I wanted to share that. I feel like I'm going to ask Chaim, do we have a guitar here, Chaim? I want Chaim to play. We're learning a sugya of Vayishma Avram Kinish Ba'achiv. The care for every individual, not forgiving one, not letting go of one. We're talking a sugya of an Einish, that Avram Avinu was punished. Klal Yisrael, an Einish, the Gemara Nedarim Lamed Beis, that he wasn't Machnes Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. There was a rejection of any. Everyone should have been kept and brought Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. Even Yehuda Morris's pshat that he read, he was Makar of them, but he should have kept them there more. So I'm going to ask, I tremendously appreciate Chaim's song about every single neshama, appreciate every neshama. I'm going to ask Chaim, come.
Their leader who doesn't believe in Hashem?
Could be he was part of them too. Could be he was part of them, they all went. But he should have kept them around by him.
That Shtender could be Yari B'Madrega, Yari B'Madrega, Kola Oil of the Salah.
Who Masala? Yeah.
Say who?
The Kola Oil is never Litzabsa Shazu, and it says that when the person Shtais, who Masala, but Oil of the Salah.
So this Tish, this Kuma, his phone, this This cup could have an aliyah. Yeah, this cup was used. A Ben Terry used it to drink to give himself a Ben Terry. Going to give him tremendous kaya. They had an aliyah.
Atakum stay efren. Let's do it. You did. Yeah.
That's good. Where did you come from? I come from a place of afar.
Peel off the clippers and see the panimias. Every year it has a neshama. Peel off the clippers and see the panimias. Every year it has a neshama. So holy, so pure, so precious, Neshames of Yedin, Neshames of Yedin, Yedin. So holy, so pure, so precious, Neshames of Yedin, Neshames of Yedin. Mach of the Klebes Zeda manimis, yedid hata neshama. Mach of the clippers, and Zeda manimis, yedid hata neshama. Neshames of Yedin, Neshames of Yedin, oh, Yedin. So holy, so pure, so precious, Neshames of Yedin, Neshames of Yedin. So holy, so pure, so precious, Neshames of Yedin, Neshames of Yedin. Mashrei ni achar echar. da da. Bashkeni acharecha na ruta. Bashkeni acharecha na ruta. Di da da, di da 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 da. Di da da. Search for you, it's hard to see. Sometimes when you call for me, it's hard to hear. Sometimes, but I know that you love me so. But I know.
I just need to find the chords of it.
I might have
to do that.
Is
it cool if I show you another one?
What?
Is it cool if I show
you
another one?
That was so yummy.
Thank you. I have to stop making noises.
It was very yummy.
What?
It was very yummy.
Thank you.
It's none of my business, but what's happening now?
I'm just doing one more song, and then I'm
going to...
Clarifying.
The top one. Can you show me the front of that?
So thank you. Ahva va'o Kahva va'anfe ve'in shorim V'yavo ehve v'eskam Ehve ve'lai Lai, 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 lai I'll recall all that you've done for me, and you'll bring me home to you, 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 only you, you, you.
I want to thank Shlomo and Chaim Bessing. I want to welcome Chaim Guri back home and back to Yeshiva. The picture of two friends talking, listening, expressing to each other, Chaim very much was involved in bringing that reality to this Makom Torah, that two friends talk honestly with each other, are safe to talk to each other, can express. There are many situations I can picture of Chaim being a listening ear. I'm thinking of a specific situation that I was zeichet to witness in the, what's that little tent called next to the basketball court? What do we call that? Gazebo. Thank you. Word recall issue. In the gazebo, I have a picture of a bacher opening up to Chaim. I was zeiche to be there for a little piece of it, and somebody opened up the Chaim, and it was such sensitivity, listening, understanding, crying together with the person, and feeling together with another Yid. The picture of two people, two friends, honestly talking to each other, expressing to each other, working through with each other. Chazal described Kenei Lecha Chaver. Acquiring a friend is one of the paths to all greatness. Asei lecha rav, kenei lecha chaver, v'avedanes kol adam lekav schus. And a big part of people steiging is acquiring friendship and sharing with a friend, expressing to a friend. A person ein adam chayte v'loy loy. Rabbeinu Yoina writes, nobody sins selflessly. Sin is selfish. A beautiful friendship is I have no desire for you to sin, you have no desire for me to sin. And together we can encourage each other, point out things to each other, and just really be a tremendous support for another person. The Gemara describes cherev al abadim, that the path to steiging can never be alone. Cherev al abadim, a person never should try to learn Torah bad alone. The path to steiging is through friendship. we were zeich, I was zeich together with a group of guys to pick up Reb Nassim Zvi Finkel, the Meir Rosh Yeshiva, once from the airport when he was coming from Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
And he learned in our Chaim HaKadosh with us at that time. He told us, Avi, to learn this our Chaim HaKadosh every day the rest of our lives. Reb Nassim Zvi Finkel, I did not listen. Did he mean it? Was it tongue-in-cheek, exaggerated? I don't know. Clearly, he was telling us to live with this Or Chaim HaKadosh. I learn it every year, Parshas Yisroel, B'li Neder. And once again, this year, B'li Neder will try to, without making a promise or a neder, but I would like to try to learn it as much as we can every year on the Parshas Yisroel that this Or Chaim comes up. And I try to say the Or Chaim once in a while. He describes three things necessary for Kenyan HaTorah. That a person to be a Torah Dik, a person absolutely necessary. One of the three things, I want to talk about one of the three things is friendship. Is to do it together with a group of people. Not to go at it alone. He speaks about Chevras Anashim, doing it together with other people. To steig with friends. People who push each other. I have watched the steiging with people do it alone, and I have watched people do it with friends. It's incredibly healthier and more powerful with friends. When people go at it alone, there's often a lot of mistakes and flaws in their own steiging they didn't share with somebody else. I've watched in yeshiva many, many guys become big people, and they do it together with friendship, talking to another person back and forth. Chaim is somebody who put this, really was one of the people who put this quality in the yeshiva, of growing together with friends, a chabura of people. I feel very excited. In the yeshiva, we have a group of guys who grew together, and they're back as a chevra. Akiva, Manny, Shlomo, Reli, Gershi, a whole group that really grew together as a chabura. They're close. And that's the designs to steiging always have been a group of people. A chabura, geshmak, a group that together encourages each other, supports each other, is there for each other. I see in my own life that I was zeicher to be part of a group of guys, and we supported each other and encouraged each other, and a big part of growth that I was able to have was because of that chabura. There's a lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Is dire mibnei chabura." There's two lashonis, but one lashonis is be careful of a chabura shemehem teitzei Torah. One lashon is zdar mibnei aniyim, but one lashon is zdar mibnei chabura. Be careful of a group. I'm always happy I see in my children. That when they have a chavra, I watch Yaakov and Davi, chaverim, learning together. I see Maishis here together with a whole group that he's been incredibly close to, and they're working together and pushing each other. And that's the recipe to steiging. The recipe to steiging. I'm thankful. I see CJ and Maishis, Kesher, Zevi, Alicia, the chavra. I see it. There's a group. There's a chabura that encourages, supports each other. Always, the Or Chaim HaKadosh describes in steiging. It's amazing, Chaim. He has three ingredients. I don't know if I would have guessed this would be top three. I'll tell you the three things he says. Two out of the three I would have guessed, Avi. He says one is asmada. You have to put a lot in. He doesn't use the word asmada. He used the word a lot, investing, a lot of investment. You have to bring it. Passion, investment, chazak. So there's investment, there's one ingredient necessary. What? He brings that many times when it speaks about Torah, it uses a lushin. Roughly, rifyin is the opposite. Rifyin is when somebody's like chilled. It's interesting, Chaim, that Reb Shalom Shvadron once went into a Beis Medrash to give a speech. And he had a prepared speech, Yisrael, that he was going to speak about. And he saw two people learning, like very chilled. A guy asked something, the guy said, why not? And Reb Shalom Shadron lost it. He gave a whole speech about passion, a sense of, he said, from a why not, mebleib the garnished. Why not? He said, from a why not, you become a nothing. He's talking about putting in, bringing it, killing yourself. I'll tell you something funny. People all the time, Menachem, all the time, people want to talk about chinuch with me. The yeshiva might have unique ideas, so people want to hack chinuch. I'm only willing to talk to somebody about chinuch. First step, do you give your life for it? Do you bring it? Do you kill yourself for it? before any shittas, want to talk, maybe this, maybe that, shittas are cute. Step one is invest. Bring it. Yourself, your money, your time, your effort, whatever, bring it. Kill yourself for something. So the first Kenyan for Torah is a sense of bring it, passion. Giving towards what you believe in and laying it out there for what you believe in. That's the first Kenyan HaTorah that our Chaim HaKadosh brings. So certainly we need a certain dedication, a certain passion, a certain investment. That's number one. Tenacity. I would have guessed that. I would have guessed that. If you want something, so bring it. So invest in it. We're learning the Parashiyas HaTorah right now, and we'll say this on this Kenyan HaTorah, bringing it. We're learning the Parashiyas HaTorah of Avraham Avinu, of the Avos. Please understand, look at our people, look in this room, we're a good people. We're a good people, ridiculous people. So you can look at the story of our people, that Avraham Avinu was a big tzaddik, and God gifted him, look at the, anybody would sign on, this is your room of Einik Luch. And you look at, I have never in my life been more proud to be a Yid as this Tekufa Renew. I have a sense of pride. Victor and I were talking about this. I have a pride to be a Yid. Any, I meet Yid now, just, it's delightful. We feel close. Hudi and I went to the doctor's office and we met a doctor. My ashara is that normally he would not have been proud to show he was a Yid. That's my estimation of the guy. In this tekufa, he wanted us to know he's a Yid. He was feeling, Hudi called it the nicest curse he ever heard in his life. He cursed about what was done to our people. I wanted a hug and kiss up, but you know, my instinct, don't curse him. He, I like, thank you. That's what I wanted to say. Like, I almost wanted to say it with him. He let out Azad. Hudi called it like the holiest curse he ever heard. He cursed me. Oimek Halev. It was like, Viggy, it was like, he's a doctor. It's not his, he wasn't like a cursing type of doctor. Doctors don't talk this way, not typically. Not typically. But it was, Hudi called it the most, do you call it the most beautiful curse? The classiest curse. Like, doctors are classy. Hudi said that was a classy curse. From the depths of his being, he cursed out people who he feels very prideful to be a Yid. It was very interesting. A doctor and a classy guy, dignified. Azak klola, he let out. Wow. I don't know if I ever said amen to a klola in my life like I said to that one. Amen. Just amazing, really amazing. So understand with Avraham Avinu, that it wasn't this beautiful nation that we have, wasn't a bracha, a person, a good person was blessed, it's true, but Avraham Avinu spent a lifetime building this. He was busy building this. Avraham Avinu has a line in Parashas Lech Lecha that I want everybody to hear. Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, at the age of 75, Avraham Avinu had been working his whole life on Avodas Hashem. And in his first prophecy of his life, Hashem says to him, Avraham, I have news for you. Schar chahar be'ma'oid. You're going to get eternal schar. Amazing. That's crazy news. You're going to Olam Haba forever. I'm going to give you schar chahar be'ma'oid. A lot of schar. God who knows everything we like, who knows what's good, who invented anything that we find good. Hashem says, Schar Chahar Be'Mod, I have a lot in store. Reb Miller, before he died, told his family that I'm not at liberty to tell you more, but just understand I'm going to the next world with a lot of assurances. I'm good. He told his family. He had not liberty to tell you more. I've been comforted. I'm good. I'm going with good assurances, Reb Miller told. Avraham Avinu was told by Hashem, Schar Chahar Be'Mod, I have a lot of schar. You know what he responded to Hashem? He wanted schar and he got schar. But he said, Matitainli, there's something more than schar, than eternity. Matitainli, what could you give me? It's not good enough. I want children. I want the Jewish nation. Do you understand? He said, more than all of eternity, I want the Jewish. He wanted you and I. He prayed for you and I. Matitainli, Vanoichi Heilach Hariri. I want children. I want loyalists. I don't want to leave this world all eternal schar. but I want loyalists to you. I want to produce loyalty to you that outlives me. I want to produce loyalty to you, and more than schar, he got both. He got schar and our people. But Avraham Avinu was bent and determined and focused a lifetime. He said, more than schar, give me a people. Wow. And then he spent a life trying to build us, all the avos nimais. They were busy constructing. And the first condition for Kabbalah Satayra is a person brings it. Get clear what you want, what you feel you can build, what you feel you should build, and bring it. Really bring it. I see Chaim and Sarah with their precious child, Yisroel. People, I think all too often, people get frustrated from chinuch of their kids that they're so busy. I'm trying to work, I try to learn, and then these kids like cause trouble. Your dream is your children. Build it, focus. Build that home, a stunning home. Avraham Avinu said, all eternity is not what I want. More than all eternity. I want children that are loyalists to Hashem. A tremendous focus to build it, so bringing it. Amaleinu Elu Abanim, when we have children, those 30 years, that's what we're doing. They're not in the way, that's what we're doing. We're building loyalists. We're being loyal to Hashem and creating a family of loyalists to Hashem. So the first Tanai of the Archaim HaKadosh is a certain tenacity, bring chazak, strengthening oneself, really investing tremendous effort. That one I would have guessed, to get Torah, to live a life of Torah, investment of effort. Thing number two makes sense to me is humility. An arrogant person can't be shayach to Hashem. Says on a balgai, ve'ein ani v'hu yachol lider b'makim echad. The second thing is humility. You need to be humble. Can't be about your ego, focused on your ego. Humility. Person has to come with humility. You want to connect to Torah. You want to be a ben Torah. You want to absorb Torah. Humility. Tremendous, tremendous humility. I have seen many people have difficult childhood become very big, improportionate. I saw Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz write that people yisaimim improportionately gedolim were yisaimim. I have seen an improportionate people who go through struggles of youth become the biggest. It's weird how often that happens. And it's pashut by me that the midah that happens is humility. One needs to be humble. And often people struggle young, have a certain humility. Evan Mayasu Abaynim, the stone that's originally rejected, Haisal Reish Pina becomes the cornerstone because there's humility. And one of the three conditions, Dar Chaim HaKadosh, to become a Ben Tayr is to be humble, not to be an arrogant person full of themselves, about themselves, is to have humility, appreciating the gifts of Hashem, appreciating the value of others, to be humble. That's the second. Both of those I would have guessed. The third condition of our Chaim HaKadosh that Reb Nachman Zvi Finkel told us to learn every day of our life, and we didn't listen, I didn't listen, maybe others did. The third condition that Reb Nachman Zvi Finkel told us, the our Chaim HaKadosh says, is to bond with other people, not to go at it alone. Friendship. You need friendship. It's interesting. The guys go off to learn in Eretz Yisrael, Manny, and I think a lot. I want guys I care about go to learn Eretz Yisrael, and I think, what do I want to tell them? What do I want to tell them? And I've really thought about it for hours. And like, I've got it over many years, for hours, we've had many years of guys leaving. Do you know one of the main messages, Chaim? It's interesting. It's evolved over the years. And I've had many opportunities to send off many of our guys to Eretz Yisrael. And I just want their atzlach, Avi, and I think about, what does a guy need? Do you know one of the main things I think, probably top three or four things, is make sure you have a good friend. Kimat any guy, many of the guys here, kimat any guy I speak to in Eretz Yisrael, I ask him who the friend is that you're going through this journey with. Who's your friend? Tell me who your friend is. It's kimat one of the first questions I ask a guy. Guys call me, tell me who the friend you're doing this. And guys know what I mean. A friend you're talking to, you're honest with, you're expressing with. Who's the chaver that you're partnering up with in learning, out of learning, going through? And that nekuda of doing it together with chevras anashim, not going at it alone, is one of the most important things in Torah. Guys in yeshiva have asked me a lot. Different guys have asked the question about communal prayer. That why we daven with a minyan is so weird. Prayer is like private, and any intelligent person talks to God all the time. I got to come together with you to talk to God. It's like weird. Look around the room. I talk to Hashem. What do I need you for? And there's something to know. Of course, we're each independent and individuals, but we're part of a people. Bonding with the people, not going at it alone. Understanding we're part of a nation. We're part of a people. Connecting to those people. Doing it together with an ummah. There's a whole nation of loyalist Hashem. We belong to a people. And steiging together with people. A chaver, you encourage him, he encourages you. But it's besides the success of friendship that it helps you, a friend, it also teaches us that it's about Hashem. If it's all about me being the biggest in my yeshiva and my shiur and all very selfish, it has a big danger, steiging. It can become about you. Part of what happens with friendship, I find this with a minyan, that I want me and you and him too, and we all pray together. We're part of a people serving Hashem. When prayer alone could be about your, you can picture a guy getting close to the melech and he gets a big bump because he's close to the melech. He's in. When there's a chevra, together we serve, it's about the melech. It's about the melech and encouraging the whole people. Friendship has that quality a lot. It's true too. That's true too. Be connected to humility. But I think friendship brings that it's all about the melech. And together, come, I'll encourage you, you'll encourage me. I want to say that the one who brought this to yeshiva, one of the people over the years who's brought this quality of friendship, two people together, not going out of alone, two guys talking to each other and expressing, communicating, calling out to a friend and doing it with friendship. Me encouraging him, him encouraging me. Chaim Guri has brought this in a beautiful, beautiful way to the yeshiva. I watched the friendship he has with his own brother, with Shlomo and others. Of course, it's a brother and other chaverim. Quality of listening and hearing and expressing. So I want to welcome you back home, Chaim, and thank you for bringing this quality to yeshiva.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
I ask guys who were zeicha, we said over a pshat today from a chassan Yehuda Merwis, I always ask chassanim to really focus at the period before their chasnas, to focus on the dream of the type of home, the type of mishpacha that they want to have. I ask guys to have some form of visualization. Spend time visualizing like a seder when you're 90 years old. And you have your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren all around you. What they look like, what the scene is. You're at a Hanukkah party. But you know, this Hanukkah party of your descendants, what does the room look like? You're 84, you and your Rebbetzin, and yet I ask guys, visualize it and dream that it's stunning, beautiful children, beautiful, wonderful, fiery children, handsome children that are all like happy and loyal and serving Hashem with a beauty and a simcha. Picture a family Chanukah Mesiba, a family Malava Malka. Picture that scene. And then walk to the chuppah, determined to build this thing, and then spend a life working hard for it, putting in effort. The Avais, the story of the Avais are people who were building something with tremendous energy. Matitin Livanoich El Hariri. I want Hashem, you know, my dream, more than Schar, more than eternity, is I want to build the people of loyalist Hashem. Then Avram Avinu went about and built it and spent a lifetime building it. So I like when we focus on what we want to build and then we put in the tremendous work to build it. So that I wanted to share that pasuk with the chevra as well. Let's go to second Seder, Yashikai.